Teachers and parents packed the district conference room at Evergreen Elementary School Monday afternoon to see if the school board would reconsider hiring an elementary school teacher with Wrangell ties. During its last meeting, the board voted not to offer Jennifer Davies a teaching contract for the 2010-2011 school year after it wasn't notified of the search. School board president Georgiana Bueller says the board was caught off guard.
There were the three positions that we assumed at that point would not be the people were going to retire and that we were not going to be refilling those positions. We went into negotiations and based all of our financial decisions on that information at that time. And so for us to go backward would be like unraveling what we had based our decisions on.
Over the last couple of months, the district had advertised the job, put together a search committee, and interviewed candidates for the position. Evergreen Elementary School Principal Therese Ashen cited high test scores, low discipline problems, and classroom size as reasons for the hire.
We went along with what we understood and knew. We went through the process of putting out the information for the position. All that seemed to go as I had seen it. There was a couple of things that was a little different, but it's nothing out of significance from what I've seen in other districts as well as here.
Ashton says she thought she followed proper protocol when she approached Superintendent Woody Wilson 3 months ago about retaining the position. Wilson says he originally had no plans to recommend a new hire. He says after talking with district officials, staff, and the parent advisory committee, he was convinced the school needed a new teacher.
They changed my mind. So that's, and they did it with good, it wasn't just lackadaisically. They really came in with some facts and some information that I thought were valid. So that's why I made the recommendation that I did.
Other board members expressed their feelings on the issue. Peter Helgeson says he felt he wished he had known more about the process before the board made any financial decisions.
It's kind of apples and oranges. It's very important to have lower class sizes, but at the same time, as a board member, I'm stuck with making decisions on behalf of the taxpayers in the community, the people who fund the school district, and I find myself in a difficult situation now, having made a decision.
Both parties agreed that there was miscommunication between the two. Bueller assured that the board was going to look into the issue to prevent it from happening again. Board members who were present at the time of the vote had an opportunity to rescind it through a motion but declined. Bueller says if a board member was to make that motion, the item will be put on the agenda for its next meeting. After the special meeting, she says she believes the decision to search for a teacher was based on the fact it was simply vacant.
I do have concerns, and I don't know about the other board members, but we want to make sure that what we're doing is fiscally sustainable. And, if we have to have a position in the elementary school, then we need to find out if something's coming, what needs to go. And I don't know where that's at yet.
The board voted unanimously at its regular meeting last week to decline a contract to Davies, who was raised in Wrangell. Renda Howell was the lone member absent from the meeting. When asked if Davies being from Wrangell played a factor in sparking the search, Bueller says she didn't think that was the case.
Obviously not, because we've got several other Wrangell kids, alumni who are on the staff, so I don't think that would be the issue. But I do think that, the hiring process is up to the hiring committee to make their recommendation.
Teachers and parents in attendance declined to comment on the meeting. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.